Hi. I have to get my. I'm going to switch phones 1 second.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's up? What's new?
Well, Paul and I broke up. I'm sure you've heard that from Bren.
Well, no, it's kind of confusing. Aren't you guys on and off?
No, we're broken up. Broken up. He broke up with me like 3 weeks ago, or a month ago maybe, and I mean, we've still seen each other a bunch of times since we've been broken up, but we're broken up.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been really hard, actually. How was Puerto Rico?
Oh my God, that was so much fun.
Yeah, I was scared you were never gonna come back.
No. Of course, I'm going to come back. I'm still not over Spain yet.
What did you do in Puerto Rico?
Everything. It was so good. I mean, well, it wasn't like, I don't know, the nightlife was kind of slow. She was like, this is really weird. You know, there's nothing, I don't know.
It was kind of what?
The nightlife was slow. But we
Who
went,
cares when you're on vacation?
oh no, I didn't, I mean, it didn't matter at all. I mean, I got there Monday. We went to Old San Juan that night and just played pool and hung out there. And it's like, just like Spain, that section. And then, I mean, like looks like a Spanish town or whatever. The rest of Puerto Rico doesn't look that Spanish. But, and then Tuesday, we went to the natural hot springs in the center of the island and then had seafood on the Caribbean, like down the other coast. So good. It was kind of a dive place. I couldn't go to the bathroom because it was just too gross, but who cares, you know? And then the food was really good. And then went up the next day. She had to work and go to school, so I spent the whole day at the beach. And then I went to one of her classes for like 10 minutes in like the Puerto Rican campus, university or whatever. And it's right in the middle of San Juan. It has a fence all the way around it. Isn't that kind of weird? It's like the campus is all contained. I don't know. But it was really pretty, really cool. And then Thursday, all day at the beach again, but that time with Linda. And then Friday, we went snorkeling. Had the best guide, the best time.
Did you get burnt?
No, I didn't get burned once.
Is that possible?
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I wore
That's
30 on my.
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Oh, can you hold on a second? Okay. Hi.
Hi.
It was Bryn.
Oh.
Bryn was really getting into this, like making sure we hooked
Well, you don't know how many times I've called you. I've called you. I was like, all right, who am I going to use this thing on?
Every day she was
I was like, I have to use
have
it on
you talked to
Sarah.
Debbie yet? Have you talked to Debbie yet? No, I haven't.
I thought, Sarah lived far enough away, because I'd already talked to Bryn, like, the day before I got this thing, and I was like, Sarah lives far enough away that a half an hour of free call is going to really be worth it.
Yeah.
So I tried to call you like 100 times.
I know. Sorry. You're such a bonehead.
I'm a bonehead. You're a bonehead.
I know. You
Is that
called
what
me
I
that
said?
On my machine.
Oh.
I was like, did she just call me a bonehead? But it's a good thing you called because I totally, she, Brim was like, I think you should call Debbie from your mom's house.
Are you at your mom?
No, I'm at my, you just called me back.
Right.
She was like,
my brain is so fried. I'm going to Florida on Thursday. It's like I couldn't be getting there any sooner.
Oh.
Ugh, my brain is jelly.
I'm so excited. Debbie, anyway, I wore 30 on my face the whole time, and I wore 15 on my body the whole time. And anytime I felt a little hot, I'd put a little more on. I got tan.
Congratulations.
It was great. I got
Are you
this
still
perfect.
Tan?
Yeah, well, you know, it's going away really fast, but, you know, freckles, whatever, on my face, but. I got a lot of color through
Cool.
all the sunscreen. It was so
Did you
amazing.
Meet any Spanish boys?
No. I met some gay ones.
Well,
I mean,
beautiful.
I met Spanish boys, but not, you know, interested in me.
They might as well have been Spanish girls. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But they Anyway, so Friday we went snorkeling, and we had this guy. He's like 65 years old. He's been living in Puerto Rico for 43 years. the last 20 years, he ran a catamaran, and then he sold his catamaran, and now he just has this little sailboat that he brings people out. So there's only four people that he brings out or whatever, and he's really, I fell in love with a 65-year-old man. I liked him. I was like, I really like him. He was cool. We got there, he was like, well, the most important thing is to get that beer on ice. I was like, oh, I love you.
Was he American or Spanish?
American. And he, like, I don't know, he got kicked out of three colleges, and he was in World War II, and he got, like, some executive job down in Puerto Rico, like, in the 50s, and stayed since then. Yeah, he was really cool. Liked him a lot. Anyway, so we went snorkeling all day, which I had never done before. It was, like, the clearest turquoise crystal.
The best thing in the whole world.
Yes, but now I want to go scuba diving.
Well, you can go with Brim.
I have to get licensed, but I want to because it just was so cool.
Yeah, we go snorkeling.
So beautiful. We had one of those underwater cameras. We took all these pictures.
Cool.
Apparently, I was going off to the deep blue sea, which you're not supposed to do. There she goes. Off into, but it was so neat. It was right where the Atlantic and the Caribbean meet.
Oh, wow.
You know, when it's like those islands start to go down and becomes the Virgin Islands.
Cool.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And then Saturday we went hiking. We were really active. We would go to bed early, you know, 10:30, and get up and go hiking.
7:30 you went to bed?
10:30.
Oh, like that's really early.
We would like lay in bed and talk, you know, for 3 hours and then fall asleep. But
does she have a nice place, or she live in a dorm?
No, actually she's moving right now. But no, she rents a room. It's kind of like this little house or guest house type thing behind the people's house. And that's where she has a bedroom or whatever. But she kind of had some problems because, I don't know. This morning, I guess she woke up and there were, like, 50 flies in her room. And so she sprayed and she's moving out today. So it wasn't the greatest. But she'll find a cuter place next time.
Right.
She was living with her friend's family up until now. You know, and
what
just,
is she doing there?
She works in a, she's working in a bank, like office assistant stuff.
And taking classes?
And taking a translation class at the master's level, and then just like a review grammar class. And she's waiting. She's her application to Monterey is being processed for translation or whatever. So, and I decided to apply to the Monterey International Management Program because I'm taking the GMAT anyway in January. And
you're not going to apply to the translation program?
I did. I got rejected. And they sent me another rejection notice for no reason, like right over Thanksgiving. I was like, I know. I know. It was like 5 months later.
Oh, that's sad.
Just to remind you, you're still rejected. I was like, what the hell is this for? Oh, I mean, it's funny, you know.
Right.
I forgot to reject you. But they told me before that I was qualified language-wise for their other programs. So, since I'm applying for that accounting one, did I tell you about that?
No.
I'm applying to an MBA program here at a university, and I'm going to apply to Monterey, but just a different MBA program. So, anyway.
I'm submitting my screenplay to a contest in Monterey.
Really?
Yeah, I submitted to, like, contests all over the fucking universe already. So.
How's that going? Was it the one, the Wheaties one?
Sorry?
Which one is this?
The old one, the one about the hot dog man. It's the one I finished like last year. I've been trying to. It got placed in a competition in Philadelphia, and I've been trying to sell it and stuff.
Okay. How did your thing go at the was it the Boston Jewish Center?
Boston Jewish Film Festival.
Okay.
It had technical problems that were not my fault. It was the fault of the show.
Uh-huh.
So they started playing it with only one audio track, and I, like, flipped out. And was like, so then they fixed it, and it was okay. And this woman actually called me afterwards. Well, first of all, this totally bizarre thing happened, which was that, like, because I went up to see it, and then this group called Jewish Interaction, which is, like, this young professional Jewish group, like, people, like, in their 20s and 30s or whatever, took me out for drinks after the show, which was like, really weird. And I like dragged my cousin along. I was staying with my cousin. She goes to Harvard, and I like made her come with me. It was like really horrible, but It was like a bad weekend all around, except that I got to hang out with my cousin, and we don't spend very much time together. And but anyway, I got home, and this woman calls and asked me and said that she saw it and really liked it and wanted to know if her synagogue could rent it for their Hanukkah show. And so this is kind of annoying. Like, I called my friend who has a piece that is distributed, and I asked him, you know, like, how much they charge. And he said I should, if it's an organization, I should ask for $50, which I did. And the woman said, okay, well, can you send me a preview tape and so I can show it to my rabbi, and then, you know, if we want to show it, we'll send you the money. If not, we'll send you the tape back. And that was, like, 2 weeks ago, and I was like, you need to send it back immediately if you're not going to use it, you know, because I'm not going to let, because they can just tape it and then use it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to call her and be like, look, if you're not going to use it, then you need to send it back.
Well, wouldn't that be illegal to tape your thing?
Yeah, but what can I do? They sent them a copy of it, you know.
Oh, maybe you need to start getting a form letter together.
I mean, I could sue them, but I would have to have proof that they taped it. Like, I don't know, you know. They're in Boston.
Yeah, I get it.
But that was kind of funny. So I might have made $50 out of it, which would be worth it, I guess.
Yeah.
What else is going on? I passed my comps.
Good.
So, yeah, that was
congratulations.
Kind of a huge thing to get over. Thank you. So now all I have to do is my thesis. And I just found out that even if I just write a script for it, I can get money, like $8,000.
Oh, my God.
So, like, to live on, I guess, while I'm writing it. So now I'm trying to figure out whether I want to do the script that I'm working on right now or do a different one that I could actually use some of that money to do research for it and stuff.
Oh, my God, that would be so cool.
I know. So, I mean, I still have to apply for it, and I wouldn't get it until next fall, but still.
Are you still happy in Philadelphia?
No, I've never been happy in Philadelphia.
I mean, are you? Well, you were happy enough.
I'm staying here for at least a little while. Once Paul and I broke up, I was, like, so tempted. Plus, my job is ending, like, my well-paying job.
Yeah.
I'm still teaching, but that doesn't pay me enough to live on, and my temp job is ending. And,
come here.
Well, I was like, I'm just going to move to New York right now because everything is telling me to move there. But I don't think, like, just running away right after we break up is probably a very good idea for me. Like, I think I need to, like, stick it out for a little while and, know, get my shit together, or I'm just going to go and then wonder what would have happened if I'd stayed, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll probably move in the spring or summer to New York. But I'm definitely going to come there and visit, but it got so, because of my comps, it got so late that now it's too cold to go visit you.
Oh, sure. No, when I was flying from Atlanta to, you know, Minneapolis, from Atlanta to Iowa, you could see the ground the whole way.
Really?
I didn't feel like we were up high enough, you know. It was like, are you sure? Because there was no clouds around. All of a sudden, landing into Minnesota or whatever, we went through like 30,000 feet of clouds.
Oh, my God.
It was so icky.
Is it freezing there?
Well, you know, it's fine right now, but it was like freezing rain. It's really, really bizarre. Like,
is it snowy there?
Well, yeah, there's tons of snow, but it's all frozen now because it's freezing rain. Mm. So it's really weird. It's like these piles of ice.
Well, we had, like, I mean, I know it was colder where you are, but we had, like, you know,
cold
negative wind chills last week, and my heat broke. So my heat broke for 2 days. I had to stay at Paul's for 2 days, and that was kind of odd, but it was the worst. I was, like, calling my landlord up crying every day. I'm like, there are, you know, health warnings out right now, and you need to fix my thing. And they're like, oh, well, okay, we'll tell the guy. And they, like, didn't deal. It was so awful.
So wait, you and Paul are still talking?
Yeah, we talk, like, every day, and we spent, like, I mean, I stayed over his house probably, like, 5 times since we broke up. And
oh, shit.
So it's not clean. It's very messy. But, I mean, we're still in love with each other, you know? Like, I didn't want to break up with him. And
God, he's so bizarre. What's his deal?
Well, he really needs to, like, get his shit together and figure out, like,
I don't understand why people have a problem having a person who loves them near them.
That's
like,
I don't understand either.
But
like,
he
loves
same thing
me,
that
too.
Tom's thing.
I'm like, if you love me, I don't understand, you know, why you wouldn't want to be with me. And he's like, well, it's not a question of what I want. It's a question of what I can do. You know, it's like one of those things. Like, or I'm so confused right now, I don't know what I want, you know.
Well, that's like bullshit, you know.
Well, but
that's
he's
Tom's
got,
bullshit that he was pulling on Brent.
I know. But he's got a lot of problems. And I don't, I mean, I'm not saying, like, I'm making the right choices necessarily by continuing to, like, see him and stuff. But I was so miserable. I mean, I'm still, you know, it's like, it sucks. because he's my best friend, too. You know, and it's just like, it's the worst. It's the worst thing.
Oh, well. Yuck.
So,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. And I was just thinking, like, last year at this time, we were, like, deliriously in love. You know, like, it was like, neither of us had ever felt like that before. And we were so happy. And, like, he was talking about, like, wanting to marry me. And we'd been going out for 2 months, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you never think you're going to get to this point when you're at that point. And it just feels so shitty. So.
Oh, man.
So.
I know. I can finish telling you about my trip. Then we did the hiking in the Yunque, the rainforest.
Cool.
That was really cool. Oh, my God. There's, like, this mount on the top of, the, or this tower at the top of the, I mean, this hive trail. I don't know. We were way out in the middle of nowhere. And so I walk into this tower, like, thinking I'm going to hear my echo. I'm like, hello? And then this guy goes, hello. He's up on the top. I screamed. I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe this. But it was really cool. It's like all the clouds are, like, in sitting in the valley. And then all of a sudden, the wind blows really hard, like, whooshes past you. Clouds kind of smell, like, smoky or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Cleaned out, you could see all around. You could see, the ocean and then all the rainforest in front of you. And then, like, seconds later, it was all full of clouds again.
Weird.
It was really weird. It was cool. It was really cool. And then, like, I don't know, stopped and had, like, the typical food, just fried food.
Did you eat a lot when you were there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat so much when I go to Florida.
I was so hungry there. I don't know what my problem was.
Because you're so active.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I was just like, I don't know, and I kept asking for all the typical food. But the typical food is just really, I mean, I liked it and everything. It was okay, but fried, you know. Fried plantains, fried meat,
all
fried hemp and fried.
All like the,
all what?
Those, like, island places, everything is fried.
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, you know. I mean, it was kind of good to have, like, this plantain thing that they make. I don't know. It's called mofongo, and I don't know. That was really good.
Fried plantains are so good.
Yeah, I mean, that was excellent, but it was fried.
I know.
It's just so heavy. It was like, ugh, gross. Linda was like, yeah, the Puerto Ricans don't really eat a lot of fresh vegetables. Not like.
Is she happy there?
Yeah, she loves it.
Has she made friends?
Oh, that's why she moved there, because she has a lot of friends from Madison that were Puerto Rican, or, you know, live there now. Or at least other families. So that's why she went there. Like, her friend Mary Lou's family is, like, her second family. They totally take care of her.
That's cool.
Yeah. So she's really happy, yeah. She's got a good social life and school and job, and she likes that Spanish better than Spain Spanish.
Isn't she the one who's supposed to do the restaurant with you?
No.
Oh.
That was Aaron. I haven't talked to Aaron in, like, 8 months.
I still want you to do that. I keep thinking about
well,
it.
Well, I think I will do that. You know what? Actually, I found this, like, shelled-out structure, like, really cute Spanish style, on the beach in Puerto Rico. And I was thinking, San Juan, like, you're right in San Juan, but I was thinking of opening a bed and breakfast there.
Cool.
And I could, like, make full of meals every day. have guests go snorkeling, sell my jewelry. I've been making jewelry.
See, I knew you were going to say.
What?
Are you talking about in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, in Puerto Rico.
You're going to go back there, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I'll go back there. But I don't know if I'll buy something. But I would like to do something like that, you know? Like, have a little...
You'd be so good at it.
...business like that. I would love
You'd
it.
You'd be so good at it. Plus, you have, like, so much experience in customer service by now.
I know.
How's it going? How's your catering?
Fine. You know, yeah, fine. We're supposed to be, like, really busy for the holidays, and they're not.
I thought you were doing doubles all week.
This week, three of them got canceled.
Oh.
Wednesday, the whole day got canceled, which was fine because it was freezing rain, so I just stayed home anyway. But oh, my battery died. I left my lights on, so I had to join AAA.
Well, AAA is great.
It's really great. They kind of jump you.
I used their maximum amount of things this year. When Paul and I went on a road trip, we had to call AAA like three times. One time I locked our keys in the trunk of the car, and they came and they said that it would have been like over $100 to get to have a locksmith like do what he had to do for that car.
For free.
And they did it for free.
What did you pay, the $90? It was like the maximum.
My thing only costs $46 a year.
Oh, mine, okay. I got the 50 to 52. So it's the minimum service.
Well, I get five, like, toes and I don't know what else, or maybe 5 services or something.
Okay.
And I used them all. And they actually gave me an extra one because I had to get my car towed like twice in a row last week, and I was like.
Last week?
No, like 3 weeks ago or something. I had to get it. They gave me a jump the first time they came,
uh-huh.
And then my battery died again. Like, so the next day I had to call them again, and I was just like, they gave me another jump, and then I went and got my battery changed. But when I called, they were like, you've used all of your service calls, and I was like, well, you have to give me another one. So good.
Oh.
But AAA rocks.
I know.
It's so much like paying for it pays off one towing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. I'm glad my mom turned me into that. She was like,
yeah, I can't believe you haven't had it yet.
Well, it's my first winter with the car.
Oh, you just got your car.
Yeah.
My dad was like, they got this new car.
Uh-huh.
So my dad was like, okay, we're going to give you our Mazda.
Oh, my God.
Cool. And then he decided that they couldn't afford to and they had to sell it. And I was just like... Like, he's like constantly like making me offers and then reneging on them before he falls through. And I was like, it was like the one good thing that was gonna happen is that finally I was gonna get to retire my like I still have that same car, you know,
yeah.
Which is like very the worst for wear. And I was like, finally. And his car is turbo. I mean, it's still like a 1989 car or something, but it's turbo and it's like nice, you know,
yeah.
Big.
What's yours? 84.
87. It just looks like it's an 84.
I didn't mean that.
And he kept calling me and being like, so when are we gonna do the car switch? Are you gonna drive back from Florida? And then finally he was like, I don't think I can do it. And like I understand, you know, if they need the money or whatever, but don't make me the offer then until you know you can follow through.
Yeah.
So it's another year of my. My little putt-putt.
Well, at least it's totally paid for.
This is true, and I didn't have to pay for it, so I can't really complain. But
no, it's amazing.
But it's a little piece of shit, though. I mean, people are constantly like, when are you going to get a new car?
No.
But
my car's really cute.
I wish I saw it. I wish you were coming to Florida, too, so I could see you.
Me, too. I do.
Well, you just went to Puerto Rico, so whatever.
Yeah, but that's what I'm like, you know, I have my base tan now.
Oh, please. Well, if you went, you'd have a free place to stay all over the place. Bryn's house and my house.
I know. That's right. Bryn's going to be down there, too.
Yeah, I'm going to see her.
I got to work the whole Christmas season.
Oh, yeah, you'll probably. Are you working New Year's?
Yeah.
Are you going to make big bucks?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's like... It's a wine dinner, which we have anyway, and wine dinners you usually make at least 100, but it's not like anything spectacular, you know.
Are you going to get extra tip because it's New Year's?
I don't know. I hope so, but I have no idea.
Because people who work at the restaurant I used to work at,
uh-huh.
When they work New Year's, they would make rent in one night.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
like
I
rent here is like $300 or $400, you know.
Damn.
That's what they would make.
That's so good.
Unbelievable. I never worked New Year's, but I'm probably going to, like, spend it alone, knowing me.
I made over 200 yesterday.
That's great. So how much do you average a week? Like, over 500?
No. Well, sometimes, but no. No, actually, about 400 a week.
That's good.
But it depends, like...
But your rent is small, isn't it?
240.
That's so good.
Yeah. It depends, though. I mean, I don't know. I guess with all the taxes to take out, I never would make more than that, you know? Because everything's claimed. It's not like...
Is that $400 after taxes?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Because $500 a week, like on a salary job with taxes taken out, is $350.
Oh, yeah.
So you're averaging like over $30,000 a year on that job.
Not really, because I didn't work... I mean, that's this season, you know what I mean? It averages out probably maybe... If I worked this full-time, actually, if this were my full-time job, but since I just moved into this position, like, in the fall.
What are you doing?
Catering. But, I mean, it's just, like, you know, there's, like, a whole little hierarchy, you know. There's, like, 4 people ahead of me that always work, if no matter, you know, depending on how busy it is, you know. So I'm number 5, and I'm getting called enough, you know. Mm-hmm. But George, when he was working full time, was making at least $35,000 a year.
That's great.
Yeah.
The waiters at the White Dog, the restaurant that I used to work at, would the people who work nights, you know, they would make like $50,000 a year.
If that's insane.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Like, why not be a waiter if that's what you're making?
Exactly. Of course, then you wait on the, and I mean, one thing is we wait on like really rich people all the time, and we were just talking about that last night. It's kind of like skews your sense of reality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, you know, these are all like at least doctors, business people. That's where the real money is.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Well, in the job that I do at Smith Kline, my day job that I'm losing, my temp job, what I like deal with. I work in human resources, so I help out in, like, all aspects of their hiring people, like interviewing. Whatever. I mean, I don't interview, but I bring them in. And and I lately I've been doing these, like, salary checks on people in the corporation so that they can figure out how much they're going to pay, like, new people.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been finding out, like, how much everybody makes in all different positions. It's, like, totally interesting. Like,
yeah.
I mean.
How much is the average?
Well, it depends on your position. Like, secretaries make around.
Nothing.
Well, they make around $17 an hour.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
So I'm making $13 as a temp.
Damn, Deb, that's great.
I know. But, I mean, I know. That's why I'm so sad I'm losing this job, because, like, it pays so well.
Are you temp full or temp, part-time?
I do. Well, I only work for them 18 hours a week because I go to my other job in the afternoons. It's directly across the street, so it works out really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I work 3 days a week, 6 hours a day, and then I work at my other job every day, 4 hours a day. So I have, like, a couple 10-hour days every week. But for me to be making $13, they're actually paying, like, $20 an hour for me because a lot of it goes to the temp agency. So whatever. I mean, I don't know. It's a great job. I wish,
yeah.
I'm hoping that they're going to be able to, like, move me to another department because it's a huge, it's a pharmaceutical company. It's, like, huge. So I have to find that out.
What's your agency?
Kelly.
Kelly. I guess Kelly and Manpower have just, like,
Kelly and Manpower. I don't go to Manpower, but this company uses Kelly and Manpower. I have another one called,
That's how Linda got her job in Puerto Rico.
Protocol, and then I have another one. Well, see, I could temp to perm. I mean, or, like, this company sort of keeps temps on. If I was working full-time,
mm-hmm.
then they would just move me from department to department to department, and I could stay there for, like, years, you know?
Right.
But I don't because I have my other job, and it would burn me out to work this full-time, you know, because it has nothing to do with what I want to do, you know?
Right.
But
what are you doing?
Well, I'm working in... I mean, it has nothing to do with film at all.
I know. Is it like secretarial stuff or what?
Yeah, it's secretarial. Well, what I do most of the time is they bring in like these people to interview for high level positions,
mm-hmm.
and when they come in to interview, they have to interview with like 8 people.
Okay.
They have to do like 8 hours of interviewing, and these people come from all over the country. So I have to arrange schedules so that all of the panel members and the candidate are free on the same day, and then I have to arrange the schedule with the panel members, and then I have to like send documentation to the candidate and to the panel. So that's what I do most of the time is scheduling.
Okay.
But I also do like whatever else they need me to do. You know, like I've been doing these equity checks. I do reference checks sometimes. This one guy who we're hiring went to Madison West High School and graduated in 86, so he must know like Derek and all those guys.
Oh,
so
funny.
I haven't talked to him, but if he comes back again, I'm going to ask him. But it's like my department hires people for the whole company. They actually have a new place in Minneapolis called Diversified, and they hire for them too.
Diversified.
Yeah, it's through Smith Kline Beach on pharmaceuticals. It's like, if I was into business, you know, this is the pharmaceutical industry is like the business to get into because it's like totally booming.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah. And for some reason in Philadelphia area, there's like all the big pharmaceutical companies like Merck and Smith Kline Beach and Johnson & Johnson. They're all around here.
They're based there?
Yeah. Well, at least the corporate headquarters are based here.
Uh-huh.
And Squibb and different, I don't know. But anyway, so it's been really interesting. I also helped do all this research on one of my bosses is trying to, I did the research on this article about women and family-friendly companies, like companies like how much kids' sick days they give off, how much time they give for maternity leave, how much, you know, whether they have daycare centers near the